You are listening to the audio production of The Religious Affections by Jonathan Edwards, published by One Audiobooks and read by Simon Bubb. Introduction. There is no question whatsoever that is of greater importance to mankind, and what is more, concerns every individual person to be well resolved in, than this. What are the distinguishing qualifications of those that are in favour with God and entitled to his eternal rewards? Or, which comes to the same thing, what is the nature of true religion? And wherein do lie the distinguishing notes of that virtue and holiness that is acceptable in the sight of God? But though it be of such importance, and though we have clear and abundant light in the Word of God to direct us in this matter, yet there is no one point wherein professing Christians do more differ one from another. It would be endless to reckon up the variety of opinions in this point that divide the Christian world, making manifest the truth of that declaration of our Saviour, "Strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." The consideration of these things has long engaged me to attend to this matter with the utmost diligence and care, and exactness of search and inquiry that I have been capable of. It is a subject on which my mind has been peculiarly intent ever since I first entered on the study of divinity. But as to the success of my inquiries, it must be left to the judgment of the listener of the following treatise. I am sensible it is much more difficult to judge impartially of that which is the subject of this discourse in the midst of the dust and smoke of such a state of controversy as this land is now in about things of this nature. As it is more difficult to write impartially, so it is more difficult to hear impartially. Many will probably be hurt in their spirits to find so much that appertains to religious affection here condemned, and perhaps indignation and contempt will be excited in others by finding so much here justified and approved. And it may be some will be ready to charge me with inconsistency with myself in so much approving some things and so much condemning others. As I have found, this has always been objected to by some ever since the beginning of our late controversies about religion. It is a hard thing to be a hearty, zealous friend of what has been good and glorious in the late extraordinary appearances, and to rejoice much in it, and at the same time to see the evil and pernicious tendency of what has been bad, and earnestly to oppose that. But yet I am humbly but fully persuaded we shall never be in the way of truth, nor go on in a way acceptable to God and tending to the advancement of Christ's kingdom till we do so. There is, indeed, something very mysterious in it, that so much good and so much bad should be mixed together in the Church of God. As it is a mysterious thing, and what has puzzled and amazed many a good Christian, that there should be that which is so divine and precious as the saving grace of God, and the new and divine nature dwelling in the same heart, with so much corruption, hypocrisy, and iniquity in a particular saint. Yet neither of these is more mysterious than real, and neither of them is a new or rare thing. It is no new thing that much false religion should prevail at a time of great reviving of true religion, and that at such a time multitudes of hypocrites should spring up among true saints. It was so in that great reformation and revival of religion that was in Josiah's time, as appears by Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 10 and chapter 4 verses 3 and 4, and also by the great apostasy that there was in the land so soon after his reign. So it was in that great outpouring of the Spirit upon the Jews that was in the days of John the Baptist, as appears by the great apostasy of that people so soon after so general an awakening, and the temporary religious comforts and joys of many. John chapter 5, verse 35, "Ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light." So it was in those great commotions that were among the multitude, occasioned by the preaching of Jesus Christ. Of the many that were then called, but few were chosen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?